Oh, please, look. I really want to know you. Hey, everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
And I'm Honey Poo Poo.
You're a Honey Poo Poo?
Yeah, Honey Poo Poo.
Like right. Honey Boo Boo? Is that what you like?
Right.
Yeah, okay. I believe that. That would be the name of your show.
Honey Poo Poo, yeah. Honey,
you know, we got a lot of footage of you in the bathroom. I'm just saying.
Honey Poo Poo. Yeah.
Gonna need to mix it up a little bit.
You know, speaking of that.
You know, I'm mixing it up in the bathroom. You just come on in with the camera.
This is Miles Powell, by the way. I went to one of my son's football games a couple weeks ago. They're over now, but
You had to use the porta potty.
No, I went to their regular restroom, and like the urinal was being used, so I go to use the regular sit down stool. You know, just to
You take
and
a load
someone
off.
Someone has left a present in there. That
Oh, I don't even want to hear about this.
This looks like the circumference of like a pop can with like a koozie.
Oh my God.
I mean, this looks like it was painful coming out. I don't know how anyone could walk after this was delivered, man. I'm like, oh, my God.
Mrs. McGillicuddy.
Oh, my God. This looked painful. I'm like, oh, my God. I don't know who passed this, but.
Oh, I don't want to hear about this.
God. Sorry, I had to bring that up.
You had to Google that right when you got home, didn't you?
Oh, man, I was tempted to take a picture, man. It was just so disgusting. It was like, oh, my God, this thing is huge, like a pop can.
Oh, my God.
It was like the dimensions of a pop can with, like, a koozie around it. Man. It was like, oh, my God.
This is gross.
Oh, my God. My turd is crowning. Oh, my gosh.
That's disgusting. They left it
in there. It was disgusting.
Oh, I can't even. This is making me nauseated.
I know. I had to pee on it. I had to go pee.
You peed on it? Oh, my God.
Then I, like, hit the flush thing just to see if it would flush. Oh. I was just kind of, like, doing circles, you know?
Oh, God.
And I go, there's no way this thing's going down, man. There's no way this thing is going down at all.
Oh, I'm getting ill. I can't believe you pissed on it even. Oh, jeez.
What am I going to do, man?
Wait for the urinal. Just wait.
I'm not going to wait.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
Will be some weirdo come out and wait?
You go, hey, you have a problem with me waiting. Go in there and take a look at that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, my God. It's just nauseating.
Yeah.
That's gross. Were you trying to cut it in half or something to get it go down?
My laser,
You still got a good stream. You can cut a giant turd in half. Is that it?
Dun, 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 dun. No, I couldn't. I didn't have that kind of strength. Honey Poo Poo was not able to do it. Gosh.
I pee like old man drinks. It just dribbles down.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, that's not my story, but I just thought I'd bring
it
up.
That's just disgusting. You're gross.
I just wanted to just gross everyone out.
I just can't. For some reason, bobbing for apples comes to mind. Oh.
Oh my God.
That's even grosser.
They
don't do that anymore.
You guys gotta clean that up. How do you even cut the thing in half? I mean,
my God.
Go get garden shears or something. It was horrible.
We're going to need the TNT, the stump remover is going to have to get in here.
Oh, my God.
That's right. We're going to blow this one out.
We might as well just fish it out with our hands. Or
that's disgusting. Oh, my God.
Honey poo poo. Right here, honey poo poo.
Yeah, you're honey poo. That was probably your shit. That's the way, that's the bad part.
Oh, my God. I don't think I could walk straight after that. Holy cow.
He's doing it Gangnam style. Nah, 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 nah.
I've never delivered anything close to that. Holy cow.
Hey, that's just disgusting. So did you walk around listening for the somebody's nickname to be Beer Can or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. The free get delivered that. I'm like, geez. Hey,
Beer Can.
Look for some guy walking with some serious limp going on. Like, oh, my God.
That's gross. That's disgusting. I don't even want to talk anymore. It grossed me out now.
So, oh, hey, I listened to your evidence, by the way.
Oh, you did? Did you like it?
I did like it, yes. I did hear the scream. There was
did
a scream
you
can hear.
Yeah.
I heard the knocking. Yeah, it was good evidence. It was good.
It's better than Ghost Hunters.
Good. Yeah, it was good evidence.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't get out of the house much when I do, you know, home run every time. So
home run, that's right. That was good. That was good evidence, man.
I like to play the bench until I'm really needed, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then fool, man, out he comes. And fool, man, you know? Like Seabiscuit. He does nothing, and then all of a sudden, like,
that's
right.
There you go. Yeah, I might as well do something.
Yeah, you did it.
Yeah, that's good, huh?
You did it.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed that. I'm sorry you couldn't make it down. I sent you a note, but evidently didn't get it. So.
You sent me a note on it, huh?
No, of course I didn't.
Yeah, I know. I know there's no way in hell your wife's like, no.
This
no.
Is a family
absolutely
trip.
Not, no. Not Miles. Not Miles. No.
Yeah, we can't. There's no way we can afford the ghost thing and dinner with him.
Yeah, I know.
And brownies and fiddle faddle. Come on.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, you got to get one of those like 55-gallon drums of fiddle faddle whenever Miles comes over because he needs something to munch on. You know what I mean?
I probably would have ruined it, so it's probably better I didn't. So.
Yeah, you probably would have like laid down, you know, some stinkers, and then everybody would have been like, all thinking about that.
I'd have to say something inappropriate, you know, be like,
That's right. So where's the ghostly cunning lingus? I read about that one in a book somewhere. It was Pet House Forum Ghost Stories.
Yeah.
Where's the one about the 2-bit blowjob in the back alley back in the 1800s?
Well, if you look right above the fat lady with glasses over there, you know, hanging from the rafters.
Exactly.
But yeah, good evidence last week. Very good.
Well,
very
you good. Know, we try. I didn't really try hard. I just recorded. So.
Well, you've one-upped me again.
I was not trying to one-up you. I was just trying to match.
Yeah.
The Tauntaun Yard Art, or no, the AT-AT Yard Art, sorry.
I don't know, yeah.
And evidently, I've missed the boat because you switched over to Elephant now, so.
Yeah, I don't know what it's going to be.
what's going to accompany the elephant?
There's some Hindu children out there, but.
See, now you should switch over to Indiana Jones and you put Short Round on the elephant. you dress up like Indy and then you get your wife to dress up like Kate Capshaw and you guys just work in the front yard. Have her scream a lot. Indy! Dr. Jones!
Yeah, we're going to go a different direction.
Do one of those. Dr. Jones!
No time for love, Dr. Jones.
No time for love. At least you can cut glass with those. Dr. Jones, it's cold out here. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, nice. That's what you guys ought to move to since you got the elephant now. Come on, Short Round.
Shorty,
come on.
Kalima,
that's right. You pull a heart out of somebody, you know. Have
yeah, right.
No. I think that's a good one. I think you should move in that direction now. You still got another week or so. Come on.
Yeah, I'm going to change it.
You got the elephant, so, you know.
We had a big discussion about this last night. I don't think we have an elephant now. So.
Oh, he's already given up on the elephant?
Yeah, no one likes it. So.
I like it. I want to see a picture of it out in your yard.
I guess elephants have nothing to do with Halloween, so.
No, you do the indie thing. You're Indiana. She's...
No, Indiana Jones has nothing to do with Halloween either. So.
She's, what's her face from Temple of Doom? What was her name? Randy? What was her name?
Julie or something.
It was something like that. It was like a manly name, but it wasn't a man.
Randy, Julie,
you know what I'm
know.
Talking about. Anyway,
Ricky.
Something like that. So anyway, yeah, you know, and then you get one of your kids to be short round, you know.
Yeah.
You know, a little racist, but whatever.
I don't know, mate.
It's the 80s. Everybody's racist back then. It's okay.
Yeah.
You know, and then you get, what you do is you actually get one of your kids to play short round, and you get Mr. Miyagi to be the bad Hindi guy. That way it's all good, you know what I mean?
I don't know. The neighbor's been completely disgusted with the whole thing, so I don't know.
Now, have you got a big plop of duct tape for the poop? Because that would be funny.
No, I did not do a big... no, but that's funny, though. I like that.
Yeah, it's funny, huh?
Yeah, I might change it up. I don't know.
No, so you go with the Indiana Jones now. Dun, 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 dun. You get the music. Dun, dun, dun. On your old cassette recorder, you can play it and loop there. You got a whip. I'm sure you got a whip of some kind there at the house.
Yes.
I figured you would, yeah. Just get yourself a fedora and, you know, a jacket, and you're Indiana Jones standing out front. I don't know why I remember this. This was from the Indiana Jones video game that was at the arcade.
Yeah.
Whenever the Temple of Doom was out, and they had real audio. I thought this was the best thing because this is back in 1984 or whatever. They had real audio from the movie in the game, and Indiana would say, "We walk from here." Remember that? "We walk from here." And then
you
change the game, right? At the end of that section, you start the new section. "We walk from here." You can just
say
that. "We
walk from here."
You just say that over and over, and then have somebody dressed up like Short Round and Kate Capshaw.
We could have Kate Capshaw. Yeah, that's true.
You write a note to your friend Nikki. Ask her to put on get you a picture with the Kate Capshaw outfit. Just to make a stand up.
Mm.
What do you think? I think she could pull it off.
I like that idea. Yeah, it'll be pulled off, all right. Yeah, I like that idea. You're an idea guy.
I'm an idea guy. That's right. That's what I do. I'm an idea guy. So, yeah, I think that there you go. That's, you got your, get one of your kids, because they're older now, to wear, put their shoes on their knees like Dorf. And they get a little baseball
you
cap.
Dorf or Short Round, I don't
that's
know
right.
which.
Right. It looked like Short Round. Dr. Jones! No time for the Hank.
Dorf was funny.
Yeah, I remember Dorf was hilarious. Tim Conway. Oh my gosh.
Dorf was very funny. Very funny.
No time for hanky panky.
Oh my god.
Don't make a hole in the stand up. We need it tomorrow night.
Yeah. No, I don't know. We might do like a whole Walking Dead motif.
Oh, with an elephant?
Well, we're gonna do something else with elephants.
Oh, okay. That'll be a weird one. I know you guys love The Walking Dead. Holy Christ.
I love The Walking Dead.
I watched it last night. I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot watch that show.
Why?
It's just too much with the sticking people in the head.
I thought you liked that show.
My wife loves that show. I tolerate watching it from time to time.
Where they just hacked off the guy's leg.
Yeah, hacked off
that?
The guy's leg, yes. I saw it.
Oh, that was awesome.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
That was awesome.
Yeah, no, it wasn't awesome to me. I'm like, that's just too much.
Really? No, I thought you were watching that show.
I have watched it, but that's not my favorite show. My wife likes it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She watches it. I don't. I'm just like, I watch it passively, you know, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is just too much.
Yeah.
Too much gore. Too much
gore. Oh, too much. Oh.
Yeah, no kidding. It's like, ugh. Now, I've seen my fair share of gory real life things, and that's the like even way over the top for that. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, true.
That's true.
I mean, for guys, you know, zipped up his own balls in a zipper. You know,
I zipped up my my shaft, not my balls.
He's a bad mother. Shut your mouth. Shut.
It was kind of.
I zipped up my own shaft.
I just wanted to be a little clarification there.
Was it the whole shaft or just a little piece of the shaft?
It was a pinch of the shaft.
A pinch, just a pinch of the shaft.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. Oh, Mom, I need a band-aid. Bob, for what? Oh, my shaft.
My shaft.
Your what?
Never mind.
Never mind.
I'm just going to lay here and bleed out.
I need some Neosporin for my dingling.
Oh, my goodness.
Shaft.
What you talking? Shut your mouth.
Oh, my God.
You're talking about shaft. My goodness, no, that The Walking Dead's just too nasty, man.
Jeez. Yeah, no, I like it. It's a good show. It's good, man. It's good.
Hey, I watched a thing once where they made a hoo-hoo where there was no hoo-hoo before, and that wasn't as gross as The Walking Dead, I'll put you that way.
Oh, man.
They made a vagina on this non-sexed person, so...
Wait, you saw this happen in person, or?
Not in person, no, thank goodness.
Was this like some prank gone wrong?
No. I've lived a long life, Miles. I've seen many things. I'm like Roy Batty, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
From Blade Runner. All the things I could tell you about.
You ain't seen the bloody trail.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, I was, yeah. It was not in person, thank goodness. But,
yeah.
It was a...
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear all that. Sorry you had to see all that. But.
Well, it was fascinating. I'll tell you that right now.
I mean, it was fascinating, yet, you know...
Royally disturbing at the same time, yes. It possibly was almost... it wasn't actually quite as disturbing as your toilet story at the beginning here, but...
Yeah. Well, I just didn't know if I'd mention it or not.
Yeah, but. I don't know either. But The Walking Dead, man, that's just that's hardcore, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well, it's a hardcore show, yeah.
It is a hardcore show. I'm like, oh my God. Sheesh. I tell you another one. I watched Prometheus. Have you seen that yet?
Yeah, I saw it in the theater.
Oh, you saw it? That was pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think they missed a lot of chances to scare people, though, in it.
Well, you know, I don't know if it knew what it wanted to be after I watched it. I'm like, you know, it kind of was a horror movie, but it kind of wasn't. It kind of was sci-fi.
Like a beautiful film. Like, it was really, like, you know, the look of it was really nice. It was really cool. But
it was
I missed so many chances to scare people. It was like, oh.
Right. They were like, oh, we don't really want to be a horror movie, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I had a feeling, too. Like, well, it's really not that kind of a movie.
But you're like, and then at the end, you know, all this futuristic crap, and she pulls an axe out of this bin.
Yeah.
What the fuck? You know what I mean? It wasn't even that futuristic a look. I mean, I could go buy that at the Home Depot.
Yeah.
Right now. Yeah. You know what I mean? That really bothered me, I tell you.
Look, here's your Prometheus right here. Hey.
You know, and that Naomi Rapace, she's not as good looking as she used to be, so.
Nah. I remember that guy asked, what's her name? He goes, are you a robot? She goes, meet me in my room in 10 minutes. You'll find out.
Yeah, well, and they never answered that question, did they?
Yeah, I was like, they did, yeah. I think
in your mind you answered that question.
Oh, I answered that question very quickly.
Because that's one of your favorites, Charlize Theron. You know. So.
Yes.
She's one of one of your favorites.
Yes.
And as she gets older, she gets more and more favorite to you. So.
Yeah.
Because you like the old ladies, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, so, you know, she's getting in, she's hitting the peak right now, you know what I mean, next 10 years.
Yeah, she's going to be like Kathleen Turner here with another year, so.
You mean she'll look like you? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe. Maybe.
All husky.
Well,
so, I mean, you didn't want to tell, what are you going to talk about tonight? I thought you had a story or something, I don't know.
I'm trying to think what I have to.
Now you sound like me earlier. You're making fun of me.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Did I have something tonight?
You told me you had a story for tonight.
Yeah. I led the church youth group on a teepee raid.
Maybe that was it. How did you do that? Were you using it at the moment that they came in and needed it, or what?
Yeah, that was.
You're our leader. You're our leader. Hurry, come on, wipe it up. Let's go. We gotta have the rest of that roll. And you're like, there's nothing left of this one. Sorry, kids.
No, there was. I have a friend who opted not to go.
They don't call me beer can for nothing.
That's right. But it's a friend of mine opted not to go to the youth group lock in. They're like, okay, right. Well, we'll get even with you, all right?
Oh, he dropped out. He was supposed to go, and then he didn't go.
Yeah, he's like, well, because he gives me one of these, wishy washy. Well, maybe we will, maybe we won't.
Gotcha.
I'm busy. I don't know.
Yeah, I got Charlize Theron coming over, and I want to be ready. Oh my God, what's going on in the background there?
My wife took the one hitter behind me. She's got glaucoma.
She's got glaucoma. She's wishing she had glaucoma when she looks.
She's wishing, yeah. So actually, you were asking because I had kind of posted this on Facebook because I said we did some forking, and you're like, "Well, that was my wife's idea."
Yeah. What's forking?
You buy some plastic forks and you put a bunch of them in the yard.
Oh, is that what that is? I thought I had to do something dirty or something.
No, it's just forking.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Sounds dirty.
So I got like a couple hundred forks, and we forked the guys, on. TP'd it, got some pinwheels.
You got some pinwheels? What do you mean?
Pinwheels.
Mean like those things that you put at the end of the driveway or something?
Yeah, those little roundy guys. You just go round and round in the wind,
My God, you're out of control.
Filled his the bed of his truck full of balloons.
Oh my gosh. And then we called the cops and dropped a meth lab into his garage.
Yeah, pretty much. No, what was funny was I guess his wife had to use the pickup truck early in the morning and she didn't have any idea those balloons were back there, I guess. She went to work.
Oh, nice. Were they blowing out as she was driving? She's like, what the hell?
Well, we had them weighted down, thank God. But
just flying out the back.
Yeah, they're all weighted down, thank God. But
it was all condoms full of heroin there flying out.
Yeah. No, it was okay.
Weighted them down with the heroin. So.
But, he delivered them all the forks back in church the next day.
So you used them in the pancake breakfast.
These pancakes taste like dirt.
These the dirt pancakes.
These pancakes are dirty, but not in a good way either. They're dirty.
I think we've been forked.
Oh, man.
Nice. What did he bring the teepee back? Did you ask him?
No, he did not bring the teepee back.
Did you give him a call and say, I can really use a little bit of that right now?
Yeah, no, I felt bad. I kind of corrupted the youth group into doing that. But
I'm sure there was willing participants.
There was a lot, yes. The older kids got to do it. The little kids had to not go, though.
So you left them alone in the church, is that what you said?
Pretty much, yeah. No. No, there was a lot of adults there. They're like, listen, we don't want little kids to be there. I'm like, okay.
They got that guy who pushes the shopping cart with three wheels around to watch them while you guys were out. Is that it?
Yeah.
Hey, kids. Guess what's under my trench coat?
Oh, jeez.
Nothing.
Nice.
Well, you corrupted him more ways than one. Some worse than others.
The minister was cool with it, though. He's all, praying for him.
Well, I know. That's the minister guy that, that's the one that he doesn't hate the gays. The other guy hates the gays, right? Wasn't that it?
Yeah. I'm not sure. Yeah, he's pretty laid back. He's all. Yeah, we went on a little bit of a ghost hunt. You know, he's all for that and stuff. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Well, there could be a ghost of Mrs. McGillicuddy in here around the vestibule area.
Which I did get a good ghost picture, by the way, which was...
I haven't seen it. Where is it at? You didn't show
I posted
me.
It.
Oh, that was the one with Mr. Miyagi in the shower through his bathroom?
No, it wasn't Mr. Miyagi in the shower.
That's what I assumed it was.
No, it wasn't my neighbor in the shower.
I'm like, he's going to get mad after a while, unless he, like, enjoys it or something.
No.
So that was your ghost picture, huh? It was the reflection of you is your ghost picture. Okay.
No. This guy was totally into it. He's like highlighting it and circling stuff. I'm like, all right, cool.
I saw that. I thought you just ripped that off somebody else.
No, I took that. He labeled
because,
it, though. He's
because all the labels are on there. I'm like, there's no way you could have done that.
There's no way. No, he like totally took it and ran with it. He's like, oh, yeah, cool.
Oh, nice.
There's a lot of people think this location is haunted, and they're all like, oh, this is haunted.
Yeah, it's haunted all right.
This is haunted.
Look, my sleeping bag is rising. There's a ghost in here with me.
Yeah.
Kids.
It was a ghost, man.
That was you. Oh, look, it's going. Ghost. It's going up and down. Where's that youth advisor?
Nice.
Sorry.
Nice.
I'm sorry. Oh, my goodness. Oh, you're not going to laugh at that one, but you'll laugh when I do the Special Olympics call on you.
Well, that's, yeah.
Miles, will you give to the Special Olympics? How much can I put you down for tonight, buddy? How about a 20?
I don't understand why people are calling for me. I think I have any money whatsoever. I don't understand.
I put you down for a 50, okay?
50 cents? Yeah, okay.
No, $50, you cheap prick. I got to make quota tonight. You're going to beat me.
I'll give you 50 cents.
Yeah, you're nice.
Oh.
I'll buy a raffle ticket, son.
Oh, my God.
Nice. Well, that's good. That sounds like very productive. You
TP'd
a friend's house, and you put forks in his yard. I've never heard of that. Is he supposed to walk out on him and, like, stick in his foot or something, or what?
No, it's not like a Vietnam thing or nothing.
Oh, he never found... He didn't bring in the tiger. He never found the tiger trap.
Tiger!
It's a fucking tiger!
I'm a tiger!
Stay on the boat. Never get off the boat.
You're right, goddamn right.
I didn't find the tiger trap in the backyard, thank goodness.
So, I'd like to fork your yard sometime.
Yeah, well, I think you pretty much forked my yard when you were here last time, so.
Yeah.
Well, at least your kids did with that web slinger shit that didn't want it to biodegrade for months. I had to run over with the lawnmower.
Yeah.
I had to chop it all up because it was, like, thick. It's been a number of years ago.
Yeah.
That was back when it was toxic. Now it's in the groundwater.
Hey, can you flush your toilet now? Do you have,
Yes. Yeah, we have water.
You have water now, so you can flush so your...
We're good. We're good for a while. Yeah, we're good for a while here.
Go poo-poos.
Yeah, nobody with the beer can shits is here, thank goodness. In the cozy. I did have the septic pumped recently.
Yeah.
I think did I tell you about that? No.
No.
Oh, well, we had the septic pumped, which happens, you know. Oddly, here's a hilarious story. A bit hilarious. It's not that hilarious. Okay. I shouldn't build it up too much. So I was going through old stuff on the website, and I found one where I talked about my septic tank being pumped, and I realized it's been almost 2 years since I did that because of that show. So I'm like, oh no, I better get my septic tank pumped again.
Yeah.
So my indicator for pumping my septic now is the show, because evidently I talk about it every time it happens. So It's like when I know when to get a haircut because I haven't talked about a haircut in a while. So.
Oh god.
So anyway, no, I had the guy come out, and my son was fascinated by this for some reason this time, and so he hung out with me, and you have to dig a hole, you know, because the septic tank lid is down in the ground.
Right.
For people who live in the city and so forth and don't have any understanding of what I'm talking about, in the country, you shit and it goes out in your yard.
Right.
Basically into a big holding tank that's underneath the ground. It's called your septic tank.
And it just sits there.
Well, what you do is you dump this stuff called Riddex or some various brand names down there to help break up the solids, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bacteria. And then you're supposed to do it every year or so, but of course I'm lazy, so it's like 2 years. So every couple of years, you have a guy come out, and he basically sucks all the shit out of the tank and hauls it away for you, disposes of it, and you pay him.
Yeah.
And that's what I had to have done. And they have this big truck with a big tank on it and this giant vacuum cleaner.
Right.
And it just goes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a wild deal, and my son was curious about it, so he hung out with me, and I'm like, it's really not that exciting. I mean, we dig this hole where the septic tank is. We take, you know, we find the lid. We do not take off the lid. We just make sure it can come off, and we don't actually take it off.
Yeah, good idea.
Because it smells to high heaven, you know. Basically, it's 2 years worth of shit that's been sitting down there fermenting.
Yeah.
We let the guy take care of that when he gets there. We just make sure that he can get it off. Otherwise, he charges us extra money to dig it out. So.
Yeah.
So then, you know, the guy shows up and he takes off the lid. And, I mean, we were nowhere near it. It just stinks up the whole place. I mean, it just...
Oh, boy. So, you know what I mean?
My son was just like, oh, my God. It's just horrible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's 2 years of your excrement, son. And, So then the guy starts sucking. I mean, there's nothing to it. You don't get to see anything. But probably the best visual is this thing is so powerful, right?
Yeah.
That this hose is in the driveway. It's like squirming around like a snake that's been cut in half.
Oh.
Because it's like picking up big chunks of shit and it's wobbling around out there. And it finally gets up into the tank. You know what I mean? Then you hear rocks and stuff, and you're like, is that supposed to sound like that? I don't recall that. Have we been eating marbles or what, you know?
Daddy's our poo.
Is that our poo?
Yeah.
So the most hilarious thing for him was I had it done early in the morning, one morning, and then I took him to school. And so we literally...
It's show and tell today, kid.
No. We literally, the guy finished, and I wasn't sure if I was going to have to get him to school, and I had, like, a grandma on standby to come get him in case it didn't time out, because I couldn't get this guy to show up, man. He's so busy.
Yeah.
And so I was, like, first call on one of the weekdays, and so we literally followed our own shit back to town. It was fun.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you realize we're right behind our own poop right here? So he thought that was hilarious.
Oh, God.
We're driving down the road at 55 miles an hour behind our own poop.
Jeez.
Now, we didn't have to look at it. We just had to smell it for a little while there while he was getting going, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It subsides. It kind of goes in waves, you know what I mean?
So. Right.
Yeah. It's probably... It's pretty bad, I'll tell you that.
3 years of your poo. Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, not just mine, everybody's.
Well, mostly yours, though.
Yeah. You haven't been here in 3 years, so yours wasn't done on this round, so.
Yeah.
Yours was last time, I think. So.
Thank God. Mine didn't miss yours.
Yeah. So he thought that was just the most bizarre kind of thing, so. Which I agree with him, it is bizarre, so. But that's the way they do it out here in the country, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Daddy, bring in the shit pumper again.
I'm not digging another hole every time we fill it up like they do, you know, way out.
Let's dig it up, Daddy.
This isn't an outhouse. So. Anyhow, everything looked fine.
Yeah.
How's it look down there? All looks fine. Okay, thank you.
I think we should leave ours uncovered.
What?
I think so.
Wouldn't it smell?
Didn't my wife's asking. No, where I was raised at, the septic tank. I think I've been covered.
That was your pet name, septic tank.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go. There's a septic tank story for you.
Baby Jessica, shut up.
What? Baby Jessica.
She said baby Jessica. No, baby Jessica fell down the well.
Yeah,
fell
down the well, yeah. Oh, my goodness. So, if anybody has pictures of giant poos at the football game, I guess they can send them to you. Where would they send those to, Miles?
Send your poo to MilesTidal@ Facebook.com.
You better watch it. Somebody's going to do that.
You can find me on Twitter, I guess, if you want to do
Manny the Mailman is going to be like out in this route. You know, he's going to like, Manny's going to be out with his camera phone. He's going to go to the bathroom, like one of the places, you know, where he's delivering. He's going to take a giant poo picture and send it to you, know?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. How's the football game going, by the way?
It's going all right.
Who's winning?
Bears are winning tonight, yeah.
All right, well, good deal then.
Bears are winning here.
Go Bears.
Go Bears.